Unit 38, that's a 10-1, that's half 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. And we're also on podcasts where you can hear us only. So put us on your radio and check us out. How you doing, Melissa?
That was interesting.
That was interesting.
I like that.
Improvisation, by the way.
Improv.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So we've got a guest today who is happily and luckily one of my own. So glad to have you here today. You want to tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Valerie Donsky. I'm an officer with Central Precinct. I'm on 1B ever since I started about 2 years ago. Lieutenant Morgan is in my precinct, so we get to see each other every day.
Melissa, you work with her?
Listen, I'm speechless because
I love. Why didn't I know this before we got started?
Because I just love working with Donsky. Yeah. Wow, she's been a wonderful addition to Central, and we'll shout out 1B, Central 1B. They are lucky to have her.
That's day shift 1B.
That's day shift 1B.
Day shift platoon Bravo.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have platoons.
Yes.
Yep. So where are you from? Because I noticed. I'm not a detective, but you have an accent. Where are you from originally?
So I was born in Uzbekistan. I grew up there. When I was about 13, 14 years old, my family moved back from Uzbekistan to Russia. And so we lived in Siberia for a few years. For about 5-6 years, I graduated high school. I went to the university. About 3-4 years into it, I participated in a program for traveling. For students, and I ended up in the United States. So
wow.
It is not every day you meet somebody that lived and is from Siberia. That is wild.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that is from or has lived in Siberia.
It's legit.
It is the real deal, huh? It's legit. I think that's a great way to put
it. Wow. Everything everybody says about it. So.
Wow.
I'm going to ask the stupid question.
That and more.
I'm going to ask the stupid question. Is it cold?
Yes. Wow. Is there a summertime? Yes, actually. So I think that's probably the most surprising thing. People do realize when I tell them about my experiences, because I lived there for a few years. Yes, it's very cold in the wintertime, but then there's also summertime, hot enough for you to go to the beach.
Right.
And enjoy the 3 months of the beautiful weather out there too. So
that's wonderful. So if I may ask you, how many languages do you speak?
I used to speak 4. I just grew up learning several since I was 3.
Wow.
And eventually I kind of grew out of a couple of them. So, and then with the move, some things just didn't, they just weren't there for me.
Right.
So
fluently you speak 2 languages now?
As of right now, I'm comfortable to say I can fluently speak Russian, understand, write, as well as English.
Right.
Well, I should say American.
Well, yeah.
It is different, so I got to tell you.
Well,
though learning English since I was in diapers, coming in the United States been quite different, having to understand people like languages different.
Yes.
American is its own language. I believe there's been studies out there. American was recognized as its own language since 1998. So,
wow, that's absolutely fascinating.
We're
constantly being educated on this podcast. I love it.
I did that for sure.
Absolutely.
So all these new words for me. Yes.
So you are in school. You partake in a program that allows you to travel. Where have you traveled to? Where in the world?
I wanted to go to Germany as well. German was also my other language that I studied at the time. So that was an option. I wanted to be able to go to Europe, eventually Australia. I don't know, it was like my dream, but I don't know. It ended up being just United States, and then I never had the chance to go back. Like, my plan was to come visit, work, experience, bring all the experience back to my school and being able to thrive on it, you know, because that's like firsthand experience. That was great for the scenario where I was at. But it didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So I found myself in North Carolina. I lived on the beach. I worked. And I met someone, and life just kind of takes over.
Like the kids say, life be life.
And then the kids happened. Okay. So wow. There we go.
So
there
you, I am. So you moved to the United States on this through this travel program.
Yeah.
And instantly your life changes. You are in North Carolina. Did you do other things before becoming a police officer?
I've done several things. I tried myself and everything. Growing up, my mom even recognized the fact that anything I tried, I was good at. I have several interests. I don't have just that one specific thing that I loved. And everything I did, I loved. So I dedicated myself fully in every job that I've went for. Anything from retail experience. My very first job was actually working at a lawyer's office. I was just like a little helper, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Restaurant business.
So you give 100%.
Absolutely.
You're passionate about your
absolutely.
Work. Yeah. And I think that shows in your work here.
Oh.
What, you agree, Melissa, you work
I
with
I read
it.
Her reports.
Yeah.
Okay. On on a regular basis. And I'm telling you, she makes CompStat very easy for me.
Yeah. And by the way, for the record, who taught your report writing class?
Oh.
Grammarly? I'm just kidding.
Listen.
Oh my gosh. Cut off at the knees.
That was awesome. See? That's what I like about her. She's quick on her feet, folks.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, it may have been
it's a combination of things. So from my previous experiences, I worked in management. I've been in the role of responsible individual. I have to teach others things.
Yeah.
So therefore, I try to excel in my writing skills, social skills, communications, you know, things like that. And I was kind of, everything was just coming out before, right? So yeah. I learned how to control that. Learning how to write was a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
We write differently from how we speak.
Right.
So
well, we sure
for
do.
Me, this is not my native language. It was. A few years before I became,
sure.
but I you guess, made, efficient enough.
Yeah. So.
But to give you credit, you made a conscious decision to be better at it.
Yes.
Right? And we all can make that decision. My writing was horrible at one time, but I made that decision like you did. Melissa, you've always been eloquent, I might add, in
your
writing.
Oh, wow.
But you made that conscious decision to make yourself better. And that's the beauty of our job, is that every day we get the chance to improve. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, even though you had these other jobs as you went about your life, police work was always your dream.
It's always been in the back of my mind. Ever since I was a little girl, I had this image of an individual in uniform who would know everything and would be there on the first day of your life. When you need someone who will be able to protect, serve, and ultimately, that's kind of like the image, the role model that I've always had in the back of my mind. Someone to protect me, you know, and I would like to be that individual for someone else. So if somebody was to imagine who could save you day, right, in all aspects of the word, I would like to be that person.
And so. I would bet Melissa would argue on your behalf that you are that person.
I'm telling y'all, you may think I'm gassing her up, but I've seen her in action, folks. She could take on a bear.
Okay. All right.
I pity the bear.
Yeah. Interesting. A bear. Okay.
Siberian bear.
A Siberian? Oh my gosh.
I wasn't going to say it. I'm so glad she did.
I completely missed that one, yeah.
Didn't want to go there, okay.
Yeah. Melissa, I don't even know what to ask at this point after the bear. Huh?
So, being a role model is important to you. You've got three sets of eyes watching you.
I do.
So you've got some babies at home.
I do.
And is that an interesting and challenging kind of situation? How are you doing with balancing that?
Well, it is challenging, I gotta tell you. So my oldest son is an adult now. So I missed out on quite a few years of his life because I was just so consumed by my work at the time. And about 7-8 years ago, I had my daughter. So she's about 8 now. And then right after that, I had my youngest son. So they're so little, and they look up to you. They want to spend time with you. And that's something that perhaps I didn't have with my oldest back then. Mm-hmm. And that's something I missed out on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I owe that to them. So right. Balancing your work life, because I want to be great at what I do. Mm-hmm. I want to be here. I don't have to be here. I don't need to be here, but I want to be here. And that's what drives me to excel even more, to make sure that my job is done to the fullest, 110%, before I go home. So when I go home, my work phone stays aside. I don't try to bring work home, you know, right. And then I'm 100% dedicated to my kids. So right. And it's a great balance.
Yeah, it's a necessary balance. And you learn that over time, as unfortunately a lot of us have, yeah. Right? And sometimes it almost feels like we're making up for lost time. Yes. At least it did to me. Because let's be honest, the three of us can attest to the fact that we've spent a lot of time away from our family. Because when you're really committed to something 100%, like law enforcement, military, fire, EMS, right? You're going to be away from your family. And on a moment's notice, we can all three be activated for whatever reason, and we're on our way to work. So when we do have that time for our family, and I especially and respectfully see that in you, Melissa, when you're around your son, because we've happened to see each other when off duty, that is 100% commitment.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely.
And when you work a schedule where you have 4 days on and 3 days off, when you have those 3 days off, sometimes you're in court one of those days.
Yeah. So that means, yes. Or two of those days.
So that means,
love it.
So that means even more when you get to spend time with your kids. Because in the end, they're what we live for.
Yeah.
I think we can't deny that. Right?
For sure.
Yeah. So what do you do in your off time when you're with them?
Well.
Do you sports? I mean, I imagine they keep you busy, right?
They do. My daughter does so many things too, and I try to give her what perhaps I didn't have when I was little. Mm-hmm. All these extra things to help her to discover herself, perhaps. It's all cost money, right?
Yeah.
So kids are expensive, folks.
Work more to be able to make it happen. So between the gymnastics, the music, the musical theater that she does, she's learning piano. My little one, we're trying to enroll him into, you know, some other things, maybe martial arts and soccer, you know, little things here and there. We stay busy. But in order for us to do that, I have to work more. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, I don't pick up any extra shifts with the department because I own my own business.
Yes.
And I guess we're just going to go for it. Okay. Let's talk about it.
This is the part I like.
So before I came to the department, it was an interesting idea. I wanted to work for myself. I worked for large companies or private companies, but always for a man, right? I thought that it would be interesting to start doing something and not having to answer to nobody else. So I wanted to make my own decisions and control what I do, monitor it, and eventually benefit from it. So I opened up a cleaning business. It started very small. It was just me. The next thing you know, I have a couple of employees. And when I decided that I'm going to pursue my passion and join a department, I couldn't quite let that baby go, you know. So I was like, can I manage to do all this? So I hired another girl to help me with it. I kept certain accounts myself. That helps me to have that extra income. It's just I couldn't quite say, okay, I'm done, you know. So that's something I do all my time off.
Wow. So you're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur.
So sometimes I work with no days off, but it still allows me to go to work and customize my time, you know, and then I can dedicate the rest of the time with my family,
right.
Or to my family and my kids. We go to the parks. We take them to, I don't know, just different things. We try to take them to things that I haven't experienced even.
Sure.
So bowling, like, I don't know. So it's mostly like sports oriented. Mm-hmm. My kids are very active and would try to like let that energy out, mm-hmm. you know, sure. and then go to sleep.
So physical activities yes. together. So
we tried to, yes.
You gotta keep them tired.
Right. Now you said something about music lessons.
Yes.
You also play an instrument.
How did you know that?
Oh, Domsky, we know everything.
Wow. Wait, did I say that too? Okay. Okay. So I grew up learning how to play the guitar. My dad taught me. He showed me three chords and he said, "Here, daughter, when you learn how to do these three, come back to me, I'll show you one more." And that was it. So and then after that, I just kind of did it on my own. I was in the band in high school. I performed in high school. I invited my dad to the stage one time. That was fun. He loved it. And he was so emotional about it. He's my buddy. But so I kind of still play a little bit here and there. Nothing, you know, nothing serious. It's just more so just to keep up with one of my hobbies.
That's awesome.
Wow. So I don't know if you know this, Donsky, but we're sitting on the stage with a legend. Who is to a musical, somewhat of a musical prodigy.
No, prodigy. No way. No absolute way. I played in a band. I played bass guitar in a band when I was a kid.
That's so much fun.
Got a couple of photos of me, yeah.
I still got to get my hands on that. I'm going to get my hands on that.
You've never seen that?
I have never.
Oh, thank God.
I've heard of,
thank God, I'm wearing spandex.
The time, that's why I have to see it.
Leopard spandex. Thank God you haven't seen them. Oh my God!
The time is coming. Oh, is that Matt saving me?
Matt, you're not going to put that on the screen, are you?
Oh, listen. We'll see. Can you fit it in here, Matt? Just like right here. Just.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Music.
Matt, you got any questions, Matt? You got any questions by any chance that we can divert?
I don't know if I can save you now, but.
Speaking of Def Leppard.
Great band, by the way. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to see Alice Cooper and Judas Priest. How about that?
That sounds fun.
I am not shocked at all.
Yeah, my wife got the tickets.
She is a saint. Oh,
she's awesome, my wife.
You should get the tickets to Def Leppard on August 31st.
Yeah, I went to see Def Leppard cover band in Virginia Beach with my best friend and his wife. They were amazing. And Van Halen, too.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, we got... quite a few bands coming in to Port Warwick.
Yes.
And all those areas.
Tech Center has them. Oh, listen, if you are looking for something to do in Newport News, it is happening. Wednesdays, I know Port Warwick is hopping on Wednesdays. Yeah. Tech Center has just started something too. So you're looking for something
and
to
do. And of course, all the local places have bands in various, what do they call those, breweries and all those places there. Yeah. You're a fan of concerts and stuff?
I am.
Live
music. Have you been to some good ones?
I wish I could go to all of them.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I saw Iron Maiden in Italy. In Napoli I saw them. And then I saw AC/DC and Washington
some
State.
Big names. Some big names. I got nothing on this. Oh, yeah. Like Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
I grew up on Backstreet Boys.
That's right.
No, there was nothing wrong with that. They were great.
They were huge.
Yeah. Any questions before we jump into the rapid fire?
Listen, I'm interested in the rapid fire. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about anything.
I am curious.
Yes.
I'm curious.
Answers from Siberia out here. I'm so excited. Okay.
Siberia workhorse.
Okay. Rapid fire question number one. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Okay.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I love karaoke.
I know. What's your song? Come on.
Oh, my God.
You got to have one.
I got so many. I am so good at all of them.
Go down the list.
Come on. Just give me one.
Go down the list.
Just give me one.
Oh, my God. Gosh, it's a huge variety. It's anything from the little voice of the Britney Spears to some Shine Down, like
wow!
I know,
really?
I'm such a rock chick too, because I mean that's my dad, you know.
Aww.
So anything like, I don't know.
That's what I get for putting you on the spot.
I know you totally.
So you love music?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah,
same here. I love all genres. country not as much as the other genres.
I have to fight back against that. I love country music.
Yeah, my wife loves everything. Country music.
Same.
It's just same. I can listen to a little bit of everything.
I was listening to records since I was like five. A little, you know, like very little. And it was Madonna, it was Def Leppard, it was Scorpions, it was...
Scorpions!
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah. What?
Follow the Moscow.
Oh, my gosh.
Down the Garky Park. Come on. You sing about Russia. How can you not love it?
I know, right?
So,
Wow.
So that's like my dad's music. And then when Mama was listening to something, she would bring something home. We had the cassette player. So we went from the records to the cassettes. So it was like Savage Garden and Muse. I mean, it's kind of like newer, you know, newer stuff.
Gotcha.
And then like mid-90s, we got the boys bands, right?
Boys
so
band.
Like, of Nothing course, of that. Course, we love that. So, and Backstreet Boys and Christina Aguilera, like, oh my God, her voice, you know, like, I can't pull her off yet. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, you grew up during an amazing time for music.
I do.
Same here.
I grew up in the 80s, so much.
80s,
so.
You know, Europe. I lived in Europe. You know that about me. I was born in Naples, so all of the European techno music. Oh, come on,
we can talk.
Not the glow sticks.
All right, question.
Oh, now you want to jump to question number two.
Question number two: darts, billiards, or bowling?
Billiards, absolutely. I love playing pool. I have a pool table at home.
Really?
Yes, I do have the dart board also, but it's okay. Bowling. We still go, we bowl, but no, pool has been always my passion. I just know how to kick it, and
yeah, so you can play. You can
like
play.
Surprise, I know how to play pool. So. Awesome.
Melissa,
I could never figure out the darts thing.
Yeah,
and geometry. Billiards was never going to happen for me. I was never going to be able to do that.
So bowling.
Bowling, yeah. I like if it wasn't for the shoes, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, if you could wear like sneakers or something, so you could stick to the.
But yeah, I'd have to, out of the three, I'd have to pick bowling.
All right, that's fair enough. Here we go. Steak or hamburger?
Steak. My husband loves how to cook steak.
Oh, he's good at it?
He is great at it.
On the grill
on all of it.
All of the above.
All of it.
Yeah. He is my cook. I don't cook at home, so.
Wow. Okay.
When I do, it's great, but I just don't.
Yeah, I like steak, but I like burgers too, though. Steak. I mean, there's nothing like a really not well cooked, as in cooked, you know,
well done.
Yeah, well done.
Right.
But just done well is right.
Either for me, my dad, who's here he's here in the city today. I don't think he's making me any food today, though. But I guess I can't complain about it because he's building me a brand new deck. But he can do both of those, and he pulls them off fantastically. Grill, kitchen, doesn't matter where it is. So I'll eat them both. But steak is probably my favorite.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Amazing.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beach or pool?
Neither.
Oh,
really?
Didn't you live at the beach?
I did, but I'm not that kind of a person anymore.
Really? Okay.
A lot of things changed. I enjoyed it back when I was younger, and and it was fun. That's kind of like what I get from that. But I enjoy the views, but I don't enjoy the sand.
Oh, yeah. The sand is, it's sometimes a deal breaker. It's
sticky.
It is. Sticky. It sticks to everything.
It gets in your shoes.
It only gets
in
my car.
Yeah.
And I love clean cars.
So. Yes.
Spotless cars. I grew up in Europe, and we lived in Naples, Italy. Amazing beachfront, right? Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Loved it while I was there, but now not so interested. As I got older, I just kind of lost my interest in the beach.
Just not a thing anymore. And pool, I don't know. It's just too crowded, and I don't know.
A lot of bodies. Yeah. A lot of bodies at the pool.
Not a pool fan. Definitely a beach.
A beach
fan.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right. Last question: dream car or vehicle? You don't have a car that you absolutely adore, or do you have many cars you absolutely adore?
I've had so many cars. I can't find the one. I'm very critical of everything.
Are you really?
So I change cars like gloves, I guess.
my husband always
jokes.
Know.
He was like, every time you take your car for the maintenance, you come out with another car. So I'm like, well, it's in the maintenance, so right. Well, I'm going to go shopping while they're working on it. So I come out with another car next day. So I don't know. I really don't have any preference.
So what if you had an unlimited budget to buy a car? What would be your dream car? The one that you would just, no budget, just get it. Anyone in particular?
It's going to be a really big, bad truck.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Like, no specific, like, make. I don't want to, like, take sides and, like, oh, you're a Ford girl. You're a Chevy girl. Sure. Oh, I'm not your friend anymore.
They can have that friendship.
I don't know. I'm undecisive. But ultimately, I want...
a big truck.
Yeah. Like I think it's just... It just gives you that... kind of sense of security.
Really?
I'm in Central Precinct. Like, we deal with accidents all the time. I gotta be honest. As a mom, I feel like I need to protect my family and my kids when they're with me everywhere we go.
So you buy for safety?
Yes.
Great choice.
I think that's what it is. It just gives me that peace of mind and I sleep better.
Yep. And Melissa, you have a Ford F-150. So you love your pickup.
I do.
You're a Ford gal.
I am a Ford gal for now.
And you will make that known to the world.
For now. Because the Lexus dealer in Newport News has me out here making life decisions on my drive home every day. He's got a beautiful SUV sitting out there that it's just calling my name.
Is it? Okay. All right. We'll see if you answer.
Do you have your dream car right now?
So I'm a practical person, you know, pragmatic, if you will. So I just enjoy a car that has a great warranty on it. And
that is such a dad thing to say.
And great tires. Yeah. So like I love my car. But if I could buy one sports car, if it was gifted to me by the company that makes it, I would love a Bugatti Veyron.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing is amazing.
Oh, my. Amazing.
And I would probably not even drive it.
No.
Because I just look at it.
You in the garage.
Drive by it and wave at it.
Absolutely. So thanks for coming. We of really course. Appreciate you being here. Hopefully that wasn't too bad.
No, not bad.
Enjoyable?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I don't know what I did to deserve this.
You know what? I'll tell you. Go ahead, Melissa.
No, please, because I think I know what you're getting ready to say, and I 100% agree.
I'll tell you what you did to deserve it. You show up every day and you give 100%. You have an incredibly positive attitude. You're phenomenal with people. You're engaging. You know, you exemplify, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, you exemplify what law enforcement officers should be. They come to work, they do their job, they engage people, they care deeply, but they're about business. When it comes time to handle your business, you handle it and you do it well. That's what you did to deserve here, you know, being here. That's the kind of people that we have come to this podcast, correct?
I fear for the bear.
That's right.
I just repeat that I would fear for the bear.
I fear for the bear. So thank you very much. And
thank you.
On a side note, you know, having a mother who came from Italy, right, to the United States with my dad, various moments in their life because he was in the Army. So he went back to Italy often. He traveled often. And then eventually he went back to Italy where he spent many, many years. My mother coming to America, it was difficult for her. Learning a language was hard enough. Learning a culture was even harder. And assimilating and becoming part of the community and getting people to trust you when you're very different, I experienced that too when I first moved to the Midwest in the United States, can be tough, right? So you are a success story, not only in the sense that you came to America and fulfilled your dream, but you're making a difference every single day that you show up for work. You're helping people. You're paying it forward and paying it back. There is no greater, in my opinion, there is no greater thing to do and nothing more noble than what you're doing now. So you're a shining example. You're a shining, and I know you're very humble, you're a shining example of what makes our department not only diverse, but great. We have an amazing police department because of people like you and others who come to our department with that right mentality. I'm grateful for you. 100%.
I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
Melissa, we're everywhere.
Everywhere. Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
Yep.
Like us, subscribe to us.
And you have that button on your phone that you always talk about.
It's on the iPhone. I've been showing everybody.
Yes. And by the way, my wife knows it now.
Yeah.
So every time we're getting ready to watch the podcast every Thursday at 7 p.m., right? Because we do.
She'll jump on the
button you showed her. That's exactly right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We sure do appreciate it. Cheers.